The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, this is Dan Dan, Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Now, normally, I'd have a topic and a top 5 of that topic in board games, but today, I'm going to give you this year's Gen Con preview show. And normally, with the Gen Con preview, I just give you my top 5 to buy and top 5 to try for Gen Con. But the con is so close, and I'm not really going this year, and publishers are so unknown for who's going, who's not going, people coming in and going. I thought I'd just try to give you a handful of games that are for demo only, and then a bigger list of games that are listed for sale. And I've narrowed this list down a bunch to what I'm interested in, and like so many things this year, so many things are up in the air and subject to change at any minute. And also, normally I would try to keep this list down to 20 games or so, but I've covered so many of these games on previous Munchkin Lands and the Munchkin Minute that in the past, so many of these are should go pretty quickly. And I'll apologize in advance for how many times I'm likely going to say, as previously mentioned on Munchkin Minute and such like that. So I'll try to keep that down as well. So I'm going to try to put this list the best I can in the show notes as well. So I'll have some links into the games that way, because I will go a little quickly trying to get all these in 20 minutes or less. So I'm going to get started. Again, I'll try to put this all in the show notes. So for the demo only, there's only about 12 games that should be listed here as for demo only, and I'll go over them first. And I'm going to try to put these in by manufacturer or publisher in each one. So I'll keep those together. So first up, from Ape Games, One Card Wonder. This is from Nat Levan. This is, again, demo only. Real quick playing, kind of a set collection hand management game about world wonders that was on Kickstarter recently. Check that one out. I'll probably have also where you can find a lot of these games as well in the show notes. Check Games Edition is going to have a demo of The Lost Ruins of Arnak, Expedition Leaders. Again, Lost Ruins of Arnak is one of my favorite games in the last 5 to 10 years, and this will be the expansion that will be for demo only there. Elf Creep Games put out a great Kickstarter for Merchants of the Dark Road that should be, I believe, kind of delivering real soon, and the release date for this regular game should be in October, and it's only listed as for demo. This is a game by Brian Shuri. He also did Freshwater Fly. I cannot wait to check this one out, so this will be a really cool one to demo. Forbidden Games has Mosaic, A Story of Civilization. This is an amazing Civ game by Glenn Drover, who has done a ton of great Civilization games. Railways of the World, Sid Meier's Civ, Raccoon Tycoon, just such great games. This is going to be a larger game. This should be out early next year. This will be available for demo as well. Ravensburger has a three-pack of games that are demo only. Alien Fate of the Nostromo, which would be about an hour-long game, kind of more of a board game rather than some of the other ones that are the big minis games for Alien. Horrified, the new Horrified American Monsters will be there for demo. Who knows, they may even have some for release, or around the time of Gen Con, you may, or shortly after, you may see this game out at Target as well. This is the Monsters from American Folklore, Terrorize the Nation, Can Your Team Stop Them? That's what they say. So this one is going to be a really big coveted one. And of course, another coveted one, especially in my household, Marvel Villainous, Mischief and Malice. That will also be there for demo. This is where you've got Loki, Madam Mask, and MODOK will be out there, so check that one out. Red Raven Games will be demoing a big, huge game that I cannot wait to come out. This is Now or Never for 1 to 4 players. This is going to be another one of those bigger ones in the vein of Above and Below, Near and Far, those kind of storybook games. And this is by Red Raven Games and Ryan Lockett. Oh, can't wait for that one. Restoration Games are going to have pretty much almost all demo games available, especially all the new ones that I had kind of mentioned in the past that were coming soon, those big announcements that they had. You've got Buried Treasure, Key to the Kingdom. That's by Matthew O'Malley and Ben Rossett. Boy, can't wait to see that one. And of course, Return to Dark Tower. Now, I don't know if they'll have the production sample there or what, but it's reportedly for demo, so maybe with any luck, they'll have about the latest thing that they've got for that. Can't wait to see that because I backed this and I cannot wait to get this one as well. And of course, Unmatched Battle of Legends Volume 2, they'll have there for demo as well. And who knows, with any luck, maybe they'll have some of that Marvel stuff that they announced. I hadn't seen anything written as far as those demos or and when all those different Marvel sets for Unmatched will be coming out. So maybe we'll see a little bit more of that. So now let's get into some of these to buy. Now there's 36 games here, and I'll try to tell prices where they have listed them. But again, there's a bunch of these, so I'm going to try to get through these as quick as I can. There's 25th Century Games has two games that they've got listed for sale. Holly Jolly. Now, this is supposed to be coming out later this year by Riddle and Pinchback. This is a card game about making a Christmas tree. Supposed to be a little more family-friendly than some of their mathier card games in the past, but there's no list of the price, so I'm hoping that they'll have some of these. And these are the smaller card games, so it's probably less than $20 for that one. Also, there's On the Rocks. This is the marble drafting cocktail recipe fulfillment game. This one is for $50. This one really interests me a bit. AEG will have a pair of new games that I'm interested in here. Cascadia, which has gotten rave reviews lately from everybody that's checked it out. This one I've covered earlier this year, but man, definitely check this one out. 1 to 4 players, $40 for that. And of course, they've got this new one they've mentioned there, Whirling Witchcraft. This one also would be for $40. This is pretty cool. Use your recipes to generate ingredients and overflow your opponent's cauldron. This has been done a lot of times with games like Poison and some other games where you're trying to give ingredients to other people to overflow their cauldron, but also get the exact ingredients you want. So it's probably a good little take on that one. I haven't seen this one yet, but also looks interesting there. By Eric Anderson Sundin. Ares Games has got the new edition of Sword and Sorcery, Ancient Chronicles. This is a new launching point for Sword and Sorcery, which is kind of like that, has that Gloomhaven feel to it. But boy, what an absolutely great game and a very cool little, again, a newer one. So it's a jumping off point. So if you haven't gotten in on Sword and Sorcery in the past, this would be a pretty cool one to get in on. That is $90. Atlas Games, Dice Miner. This is an interesting little smaller game for $30 there. It plays in about 30 minutes. It's got a different rounds of kind of dice drafting. And you're kind of setting your dice up on this interesting little kind of mountain thing where kind of dice are going on their sides. And as you're drafting them, you're kind of building a little mountain and then scoring your points. Very quick, very easy playing game there. Board and Dice has Origins First Builders. That'll be $70. This is another one that kind of got a lot of good buzz for people when people had seen the early editions of this one. It's got some drafting, some tile placement. Is a little bit more of a complex game, but man, it looks absolutely amazing. Origins First Builders. Brotherwise Games. Now, if you're a fan of the Dragon Prince series, now this is supposed to be an interesting take. This is kind of a fighting game where you have kind of card battles and there's miniatures in there. This is $40 there. Plays in about 30 minutes. Quick playing game. Brotherwise Games has some good kind of artwork to their games, and this one is no difference, and this one is $40. Capstone Games has three games that I'm interested in. So they've got Glass Road, which is an Uwe. This one was previously put out by, I believe it was Rio. But anyway, this is their, they're putting out the new edition of this one for $60. This is a very underrated game, Glass Road. Absolutely very cool, heavier Euro that I absolutely love. This one is $60. Rift Force, they'll be also putting out. This is kind of a combining guilds and battling type game. This is a two-player game where you're kind of a battle game. $30 there. And Savannah Park, which is a Kiesling and Kramer game, which this is usually a little kind of deeper or heavier game, but this has a pretty cool little, another one of these where it's going to be a little abstracty, but it's going to be easy to learn, but difficult to master, where you're going to have your own little Savannah Park, and you've got all these different animals that are out there, but as you're kind of picking, each person on their turn will be picking an animal, flipping it, and then everybody's got to take that animal. You have to put it somewhere else in the park, and as you flip things over, there's going to be like fires and stuff like that, which will kind of eliminate other animals and eliminate scoring. So it's more of a puzzle type game, but very, very cool looking game. That'll be $40, Savannah Park. Check Games Edition. One that I think everybody should check out is Galaxy Trucker, the new edition of Galaxy Trucker with the new art, kind of more streamlined gameplay, more family-friendly gameplay. You know, plays about 30 to 60 minutes, but definitely check that one out. They'll have that for release there as well. Floodgate Games has two games that I think that really looking forward to, and I've covered both of these in the past as far as on Munchkinland. Holy Festival, or Holly Festival of the Colors from Julio Nazaro. Nazario. This game is really cool. It has a great table presence. Like all Julio's games have great table presence. This one is kind of with all the colors and kind of the three-tiered game. This one will be $40. And then Vivid Memories. This is another one that's got a good table presence. This is from Matthew Dunstan and Brett Gilbert. This one will be $50. What's really cool about this one is got the nice little these plastic pieces, and as you're kind of putting the memories into the different sets or areas of where you are building your own memories, that'll kind of trigger different points and different, I guess, kind of contracts, so to speak. So again, just theme is what I like to say. Just, hey, here's theme. But what you're doing is you're collecting these kind of memories and dreams and putting them together to collect and fulfill those contracts. It looks really cool. That one is $50. Galactica Waste Knights Second Edition. This is going to be $85. This one looks like, to me, kind of reminds me of Fallout that was out by Fantasy Flight. So a very cool, larger looking game that, you know, kind of has a real cool story, and you can have different campaigns or different kind of adventures on there. So check that one out. It looks, production looks amazing on it. Good Games Publishing has Funfair. Remember, this one came out earlier this year. This will be the first time you'll be able to see it, I guess, at cons and such, but I really recommend picking this one up. I have this one and absolutely love it. They did put out Unfair, which is kind of a card drafting, basically the same game, but it was a little evil, you know, because it's called Unfair. But this one takes out a lot of the that kind of make the game a little bit less fun for some family kind of weight game, but this makes Funfair. You're making your own theme park and cars and drafting. Absolutely cool. Very, very family friendly. Check this one out. Not sure how much it'll be, but I'm guessing probably about $40, $50. This one I really recommend. Grand Gamers Guild will have Gorinto for sale for $40. This is more abstracty, where you're kind of taking turns, taking the elements from the perimeter and moving them into the game board. And, you know, depending on the pattern, and they'll allow you to get more elements over more turns and in different rounds. Very cool little abstract games. If you like abstract games, you will absolutely love this one, Gorinto, and it is going to be $40. Hexie Studios will put out the next one in their Star Scrapper series. We mentioned it. Each one of those kind of has a different designer and different kind of feel to it. This is the one, Star Scrappers Orbital. This one will be the Jacob Fruxelius from Terraforming Mars fame. This one will be $40 as well. Yellow, this one I don't know a whole lot about, but it looks interesting. It looks a little heavier, which Yellow is not much of a heavier game kind of game company. This is Korra, Rise of an Empire. This one will be $58, 2 to 4 players. And this, like I said, is a little bit more of a heavier feel to it, but it does look very, very interesting. So I recommend people check that one out as well. Keymaster Games putting out Trails. This one will be $20. This kind of looks like their spiritual successor to Parks, which, again, production is amazing. $20 is an amazing price for this game as well. Very cool little game with, you know, checking out different trails and kind of going down the row, and just a very cool little modular board game there. Mantic Games, who's known for all their miniatures types game, they're putting out Overdrive, which is kind of a dice rolling fighting game where you're kind of drafting your teams of fighters and you're playing almost like MOBA style out there. Big fighting game with, you know, kind of rolling dice, just beating up on each other. This one's $75. Just looks really, really cool. Nauvoo Games will be putting out the Reckoners Steel Slayer, which will be the expansion for the Reckoners. I'm pretty sure you need the base game to play it. But if you know anything about Nauvoo Games or about the Reckoners, that game is overproduced to hell, but it's pricey. But when I say overproduced, I just mean it looks amazing. And all the bits and all the trays and everything just look absolutely amazing. I believe the base game was about $100. This one is $80 for this expansion for it. Very, very cool game. Very cool theme. Kind of almost reminds me of The Boys, where all the superheroes of the world are the jerks. And that's who is, you know, you're trying to go against. Plan B Games is going with Equinox. This will be the Golem edition. Now, this is a Reiner Knizia game. It's kind of the remaking of an older game, Colossal Arena, from that Equinox was, but this is kind of their golem-ing up of another game. If you remember, they did all the Century Spice Rose, or all the Century Trilogy. They kind of did the Golem edition for them. It just looks completely different, but really, really cool. They do a really good job. Plan B does a really good job of kind of when they golem up things. This one will be $40 as well. Portal Games, they've got a bunch of cool games coming out, but the only one that I saw that was going to be kind of new and for sale there is going to be Million Dollar Script. Now, this is kind of their party game. This will be $20. This is all about kind of teams of writers pitching scripts to an eccentric Hollywood executive. Just basically a party game of kind of pitching, pitching your, depending on the cards and such, pitching your movie to the executive and trying to, you know, spontaneously come up with it. But, you know, good little party game there. Pretzel Games has Camel Up off season. This will be $40. Now, it's Camel Up kind of in name and kind of theme only, because this is a 3 to 5 player game where it's kind of more of a Euro or bidding game, like kind of an auction bidding game, and push your luck with some set collection. So it's a lot of different things where you've got different things on cards and you're trying to just weigh up your camel with different things to kind of deliver or not overload your camel. So again, a little bit different of a game than Camel Up, but really looks interesting to me. And we covered this a while ago. R&R Games has a pair of games, Mystic Paths. This is from Brett Leet and Kevin Warden, where you're giving clues to your teammates to complete your journey through the Eternal Forest, cool little deduction cooperative game for $40. And then Witchstone is another one I was really looking forward to. This will be $50. This is another kind of Knizia with Martino Chicachera. This Witchstone is where you're kind of building your own cauldron, and kind of as you kind of take your pair of chits and put them into your cauldron, you're kind of creating a nice little combo of actions and such. So this one will be $50. I really think this one will be a real solid one. Red Ravens Games has one for demo. This is one for sale. This will be Sleeping Gods. I've played this. I've got a copy of this one, and it'll probably be a little pricey, probably $100, $120. They don't have a price listed here, but I'm kind of just assuming that'll probably be about that. But this game, oh man, is this game another good storybook game. Really cool story. You're kind of you're on a crew of a big ship called the Manticore. You're on a wandering sea, and as you're using actions to go and explore, you get different quests, you get different abilities, different things happen to your crew. The story is just absolutely cool to play through. It reminds me of it's a better version of Tales of the Arabian Nights, and just more, maybe even more gamier, but just a more just an absolute better game than that, and just an absolute fun time. Now, it takes a while to play, and you'll play this over different sessions, and it's easy to save, but I cannot recommend Sleeping Gods enough. One of my best games of the year so far this year. A couple of games I wanted to mention from Renegade Game Studios. The Hunger, this is the one from Richard Garfield that is a deck-building game where you're kind of vampires. You're using kind of your time to go around the city to hunt humans, and you've got to get your butt back to your little lair, I guess, before sunrise, and using deck-building mechanisms. That's going to be $50. And probably one of my number one games that I'm looking forward to at Gen Con, Transformers, a deck-building game. This is by Dan Blanchett and Matt Hira. Of course, Transformers, deck-building, everything that I've wanted in a game. Can't wait for that one. $45 for that. Slugfest Games will have Dungeon Decorators. This is one they had up on Kickstarter probably about 6 months to a year ago. This is a kind of a drafting game where you're kind of just basically being interior decorators to design inside of a dungeon. Sounds like a weird theme, but very, very cool looking game as well. That's $43. A couple of bigger games, well, one bigger and one smaller game from WizKids. WizKids had Classic Cultures, that Monumental Edition, which is the big old edition of Classic Cultures with everything included in it. This is kind of a must-have for all your Civ fans out there. This will be $150, but it'll be a big old box. And I think it'll be highly worth it. Another one we covered recently, Dungeons & Dragons, Dungeon Scrawlers, Heroes of the Undermountain. This will be $25. And this is kind of where you're kind of delving into the mountain, you know, scribbling. It's all kind of all the point to point. It's got the maps on there, kind of real time in there, kind of like a roll and write in a way, but it's got a Dungeon Scrawlers meant thing. Check that one out. And finally, one that I demoed 2 years ago by XYZ Game Labs, Arch Ravels, which is all about knitting and collecting wool and finishing patterns. Again, this has kind of this almost Ticket to Ride feel with kind of the way you're getting your pieces and kind of putting them on and fulfilling the different plans. Very cool little game there. This will be $45. I really enjoyed this one when I got to demo it a couple years ago. So check that one out as well. So not too bad. I got through all of those, and like I said, in just under about 20 minutes. So I'll try to get a list of all of these games in the show notes in case I went a little bit too fast for you, so you can check out any more information on there. But thanks for joining me today on this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions or want to tell me what you're looking forward to at Gen Con or what you end up picking up, please feel free to comment on an episode on MajorSpoilers.com or go to the Major Spoilers Discord, or, of course, go to the site for tons of other great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and you can find me at GeekJockDan on Twitter or on the Geek All-Stars podcast, the Munchkinland podcast here on Major Spoilers, where I give it twice a month, 10 to 15 minute board game news show, or as contributor to TMSPM, where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. I'll be back soon with more board game top 5 goodness, but until then, hey, go to a con or grab a board game and have some fun and family with friends.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.